other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. We're now into hour number three on this Wednesday edition, the 27th day of April 2005. Coming up, we'll tell you about some of the latest gun control tactics the government's pushing to disarm us so they can fully enslave us. Across the nation, students are getting paid to be informants. We've now got more information on these billboards that say the U.S. is now Mexico. Clear Channel's got them up all over the place. Also, I have reports here, again, as I was speaking about earlier, of the government trying to, well, not trying, succeeding in taking children from their parents and testing pesticides, toxic drugs on them. We're talking Joseph Mengele-style garbage. But we're all supposed to accept this because this is how we're patriotic. I'm also going to take a lot of calls quickly in this third hour. I'm going to go right to your calls and then move on to the next person. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Mark in Texas. Mark, go ahead.
Well, I think America is definitely, everyone can agree that they're reaping the wages for sin. This fellow calls in, he's like, no one can find a righteous assembly of people. Well, you know, when Christians wake up and throw out the Ishtar bun in the Satan claws of this mythological pagan religious system, then maybe, we can heal this land. What do you think?
Well, the New World Order is hidden in plain view, and the churches don't want to hear it. The steeples, the bunnies, the Santa Claus, all of it. I mean, these aren't the dates of Christ's birth and death and resurrection. These aren't, Ishtar. I mean, why do you think Playboy symbol is a rabbit? It is fertility, Ishtar, the eggs.
Ancient Israel in the past was taken, when they would transgress his covenant, they would be allowed to go into slavery. And that's
what
we see.
Did an angel come and roll away the stone, or did an Easter bunny?
Well, there's a great website that shows, some of the things that are coming to pass as far as prophecy, and it's www.remnantofyhwh.com, and that's a group there that stands for the true religion of the Messiah and the Apostles.
No, well, what's interesting that you raise is this. Our government says, and our media says, support Israel. It's in the Bible. Whatever they do, they can do no wrong. You got to support Israel. Well, wait a minute. The whole Bible, New and Old Testament, is God judging Israel for being bad.
Right.
And Christ came and criticized the government. It didn't mean he was anti-Semitic. Contrary, it was the opposite. So how do they twist that? The Bible says the Antichrist is going to say he's the Messiah and have his image in Jerusalem. So are we going to have to bow down and support Israel when the Antichrist is there?
Well,
correct me if I'm wrong. Doesn't the Bible say that?
Well, of course it does.
I've got to worship whoever's there, though. So then I better.
Well, we've according to Jeremiah 16:19, it says we've inherited lies, and that's what Christians need to wake up to the fact. That this, Ishtar bunnies and Santa Claus, these are lies. This is a psycho, what is the word? Psychosis, where you believe that fantasy is reality. And they
take Halloween. It just so happens to be the high holy day of the Druids for human sacrifice, Encyclopedia Britannica, and they go, there's no coincidence that we dress up like demons on this day, and that this didn't get popular until the 1950s.
Well, it would be, I know you can't, this isn't a religious program, but it would be a benefit to the nation if you would call the people to repent and return to the true faith.
Well, I don't hide that under a bushel. I'm an open book here. I just cover the news and information, and the news and information shows we got a bunch of Satanists running this planet. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to DentalPlans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. DentalPlans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to DentalPlans.com right now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, this is what I'm going to do. I'll take 2 or 3 calls, then cover a couple news stories. Take 2 or 3 calls, cover a couple news stories. Intersperse that leapfrogging back and forth. If you want to join us on air on this live Wednesday edition, it's 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Any news item, any issue, any news story, any question, any comment you've got. Don in Missouri, and he told us he's calling in to answer a caller's question earlier, who's in Kansas City, saying he'd been to all these churches, and they're all basically pro-New World Order, worship George Bush. And this caller saying he's got some good churches, so we're playing matchmaker now, but that's okay. Don, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Actually, I'm not playing. I don't have a church for him, but
I thought that's what you told the people answering the phone, but go ahead.
Well, actually, what I was thinking was of starting a church, perhaps, if he wants to call me or anybody else in the area.
I can't do that. I can't start giving phone numbers out.
Okay.
And because, I mean, used to, like 7 years ago, I'd do that. People started calling going, I got a tractor for sale.
Yeah, right.
So,
well, anyway, I thought I'd respond to this call. So,
well, no, I mean, good people need to get together and start churches, and I mean, that's what always happens to the church when it gets corrupt, is that it breaks apart and people go off and start basically meeting in secret. But it's even happened to the Jews in this country. They try to have a meeting with 6 or 7 Jews and a rabbi in a house, and the police come and find them. And the next door, there's a bachelor party with 100 people, and it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's happening to Christians, you name it. You just can't have meetings in your house. Why, it's the zoning rules.
Pretty crazy time of living in, that's for sure.
But hey, listen, my friend.
I'm going to be sending a donation to you tonight. You're doing a great job, brother.
Well, I appreciate that.
Okay, take
God bless you. I'd rather you just buy a couple of the videos. That's your donation. And then give those to people. But thank you so much, Don. Yeah, I mean, see, people can't come up with a good church in these days. Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
I noticed a couple of things driving back and forth to work in the past couple of weeks, and I wanted to talk to you about it. There were police vehicles, pickup trucks, with the name of the city on it and the bubblegum red and blue tops, yet the license plates were not state-issued. They were black plates with yellow letters and numbers stamped on them, and what was stamped on this one was 47-MP-3. And I'm just wondering if that MP might stand for military police. What do you think?
Well, I mean, they admittedly have military police units involved with local police all over the country, quoted Homeland Security, and it's for the American people. And they have them involved in drug interdiction, surveillance, you name it. It has nothing to do with terrorism.
I'm going to call them up and ask them what it means, see if they'll give it. I'll get back to you with the answer.
Good idea.
Okay, thanks, Al.
Thank you for the call. More of your calls coming up here in a few minutes. But first off, I mean, I could spend hours on this, but it's being raised again in the press. It's been covered by the New York Post. It's been covered by the New York Daily News. It's been in the BBC. The city had allowed babies in foster care who were not previously ill to be used in medical testing of AIDS drugs. Were first reported again in 2004 by the New York Post. And now it's come out that they are testing pesticides on them. And it goes into the different reports I have here in front of me today. And this is now admitted. They've done the investigation, but nobody's getting in trouble. That they will come, and even before this was in the New York Post, I think it was about 5 years ago, I interviewed some of the lawyers and families involved. They'll come predominantly to a poor black family or Hispanic family. And this is the same government that supports La Reconquista, by the way, I'd add. So when you're for that, you're for this. It's very sick. They would come to them and say, well, your 8-year-old's gotten in trouble at school. I mean, this was in the news. And so we're taking your 8-year-old and sign over rights to your 8-year-old, or we're going to take your 2-year-old. And the mother would sign over the 8-year-old. They would then take the 8-year-old, and they would test pesticides, AIDS drugs on them, you name it. Children that didn't even have AIDS or HIV, children that weren't sick. I mean, it was hundreds of drugs, but the worst stuff was these AIDS drugs, which themselves are very toxic. New experimental ones, and children died. It's been in the New York News, but a story here, a story there, no one ever even gets into trouble. And the review by New York City itself of the CPS agency staff had determined that about 465 children had been taken part in the trials between 88 and 2001. And it just gets into all the things they did to them. And it talks about foster parents. If they refuse to give the children over and sign the forms to let the government and the private groups test on the children, a myriad of toxins, they would have the children taken and given to other foster parents who just wanted to warehouse them and get the money. And the same thing happened to CPS workers. If they refused to go along or filed reports about it saying it was wrong, they would be fired. Well, I mean, it's still your responsibility to stand up against it. This is torture and murder. And we have an article on prisonplanet.com that's kind of a synopsis of all these other mainstream news articles that you can go read about. And here it is in plain view. We don't have to wait 30 years to hear about them giving the uranium pills to pregnant wives of GIs to see what would happen. We don't have to wait 20 years to find out about how military families would have retarded children, and the military would say, oh, we've got a treatment for them, and put them in a radiator, and they would die 2 days later just to test radiation on them. That's been mainstream news. You can just type in retarded children radiated. Or children who had cancer. They would then tell them it was a radiation treatment. They would just kill the child. And see, that was 30, 40 years ago. That was the excuse then. Well, this child will probably already die of cancer, so we're just going to kill him with radiation to test how much radiation a human body can take. And see, that's the excuse for the researchers, the weird moral gymnastics they engage in. Now in 2005, it's we just give them pesticides till they die. Healthy children. Healthy children. And again, predominantly, it's black children. Some of them are Hispanic. They've broken the black family down so badly that it's pretty easy to target blacks in this country. Hispanics are family-oriented, but generally so poor in New York, and this is happening in other areas, that they can't fight back. But they like to target blacks. They seem to be the easiest to get and target. They've had a lot of practice at that. And it does happen to some whites. We haven't found it happening to Asians, because Asians have such strong families, and they won't put up with it. They'll just leave the country or go to another area of the nation. They'll move instantly because family's so important to them, and the globalists haven't had time to crack open their family structure yet. But under new freedom, it's going to be a lot worse. Every child forcibly tested by these people into their clutches, into their system. Again, I could talk all day about this article, but that's the basics there. California proposes requiring bullet ID numbers on every bullet. Of course, this will add conservatively will double the price of ammunition. And California, obviously the most populous state, one of the biggest buyers, the citizens, of ammunition. And so this will force manufacturers across the board to do it. California's Attorney General introduced pioneering legislation on Tuesday that would require all bullets sold in the nation's most populous states, most populous state, to bear tiny identification numbers. And, of course, then that creates a registry. The bill would also create a registry when you buy ammo. L.A. already registers you with your ID when you buy ammo, and they banned everything above 40 caliber. That's what Clinton wanted to do. This was the same plan back in 94 that caused a huge rebellion and had Republicans sweep the House. And they're now there, still in office, doing the same thing, betraying us. The bill aimed at helping investigators solve crime would require ammunition vendors to submit sales records to state registry starting in 07. See, anyone bringing bullets into the state not bearing the tiny serial numbers etched by laser could be punished with up to a year in prison. So, see, you got all that old ammo. That's going to be illegal. They're going to have raids of homes looking for the ammo. This is the plan. We are losing too many of our young people to seemingly random shootings and anonymous killers, California Attorney General Bill Lockyer said in the statement. The bill will strip criminals of their anonymity and give law enforcement evidence it can use to quickly, effectively solve more gun crimes. So then you'll have home invasions. They'll steal your ammo. They'll kill somebody with it, and they'll come SWAT team you. And they've broken down the families nicely in California. And so it is bedlam out there in many respects. And so this is their pretext. The legislation, which could become the first of its kind nationwide, calls for California to assess fees not to extend one half of 1 cent per bullet to fund the program. Controversial proposal. Now, again, that just funds the database. The bullet makers have to, the ammo makers have to put the marks on it. Controversial proposal could spark another major gun control debate in California. And of course, Lord Schwarzenegger supports it because he's conservative. Aldermen in favor for more gun buyer checks. Plan extends reviews to person-to-person sales. And this is out of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where, again, if you even give your grandson a gun, it's got to be reported and recorded. Here's another one. Across the nation, students getting paid to be informants. KCRA-TV. I'm seeing one of these stories every day now, literally. You can see one of the newscasts, one of the news pieces here in Austin where they say, you know, turn your neighbors in, turn everybody in, here's your tattletale card. It's your duty to do it. You get $200 every time you do it. But it's happening nationwide now. For a growing number of students, the easiest way to make a couple of $100 has nothing to do with chores and after-school jobs, everything to do with informing on classmates. And they go on to say, because of the Red Lake, Minnesota situation, we've got to all do this. For kids of that age, it's hard for them to tell on their peers. And, again, it includes tattling on parents, what's in the medicine cabinet, is somebody skipping school, you get $100 for that, $500 for reporting information about plans to commit crime or about guns. our children should be taught to report guns at school regardless, not because they get $500. This is Nazi Germany.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
All right, let's hurry to your calls, and I'm going to go back into a bunch of news, and then back to your calls. Let's go quickly. Patrick in Kentucky, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I was calling about to inform people. I'm sure they're aware of this already. If you like to buy a mixed baby greens at the grocery, or if you like spring mix salad, that kind of thing, with those USDA organic labels. They're coming out of Salinas, California, and out of San Juan Bautista, California. And it says produce of USA and Mexico, and they got chemicals all over them. I mean, my throat's like been burning and everything. I mean, you know, I thought it was the chemicals naturally coming from the leaves, but
no,
I mean, they are chemicals.
I have read the articles. A lot of these so-called organic vegetables are not organic. And then you've always got to wash your greens. I mean, do you buy the stuff that's citrus-based? That you spray down the vegetables with and soak in water?
It says washed and ready to use. And this
never believe that.
Okay.
You know, in Mexico, what their main fertilizer is human feces. There was a big scare in 96 with the school lunch program where they bought the raspberries and strawberries, tons of them, covered with hepatitis C from human excrement. No, sir, what you got to do is you want to buy from farms locally. And they'll normally have those at some of your better stores, even if you have to pay triple. And then you want to soak them. In a big bowl. And there is a product or several products, but it's all the same stuff, citrus-based. It's nothing but orange or lemon extract. And you spray it down and soak it in water because it takes that even to get through the wax barrier that is on most plants and then to extract just the normal stuff like bug excrement and even the natural fertilizers and things that you don't want to be eating.
It's so hard to find local growers over here. I mean, all we have is Kroger's and a health food store here. And
I bet money you've got farmers markets every weekend.
Yeah, we got farmers markets.
Hit them and hit them hard. The food will taste 100% better and be cheaper. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you.
Okay, thanks.
Patrick, great question. I'm sorry I'm moving past you. I got to get all these callers in. Rick in Pennsylvania. Rick, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Four quick things. Your prison planet, the mark of the beast site on there with a microchip RFID. It's one of the best I've seen. And I heard you said you was going to do a movie on it, and I think that would be a number one bestseller. And I'd like to see you do a follow-up, like your 9/11 Descent into Tyranny in a book form, you know, to accompany that.
Believe me, if our planet starts a larger orbit and it becomes a 48-hour day, I'll work twice as hard.
The second thing, I got in the habit every time I mention New World Order to call it the Satanic New World Order. Putting that pronoun in front of it really describes what it is, and it perks the Christians' ears up. A question I have for you, too, with a follow-up to after this, is I've such a song I wrote called Mommy, Mommy. Pro-life, anti-abortion song. Want to know if you ever heard it.
I did get it, and I appreciate it. I get a lot of great music and material, and someday, if I have enough time and energy, I'll give it to the network and have them put it on air.
Great. Last thing. You play that song, When the Levee Breaks. I think, back 30 years ago, you should listen to it. I think that's Led Zeppelin.
Yes, it is.
And I don't know if you know, but Jimmy Page, him and his gang.
Lived in Aleister Crowley's castle.
Yeah, a bunch of devil worshippers. So that's all I have to say. Thanks a lot for being here, Alex.
All right, I appreciate the call. No, I'm fully aware of that. But I don't, you hear that as elevator music now. We don't have any of the lyrics from the song. It's just the beat when the levee breaks. In fact, can you find that music? It's just a nice beat. It's good bumper music. Yes, I am aware of that tie-in with Led Zeppelin. Jimmy Page, I think he said, I am intrigued with magic. And then later in his life, he said it was real dangerous and that he didn't like it and got away from it. But he did buy Aleister Crowley's castle. That's true. Let's talk to Ramon in Texas. Ramon, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hey, I don't know. I've never heard you mention it. Are you aware of the Baha'i Faith, B-A-H-A-I?
Yeah, it's a UN-sponsored New Age operation.
Negative. You need to look into it a little bit closer.
Negative, huh? They're not pro-UN.
Well, now, I didn't
say
that.
The UN doesn't sponsor them.
Absolutely not.
As an NGO. Okay.
Absolutely not.
I guess the Baha'i TV show.
Now,
let me finish.
Wait a second.
I guess the Baha'i TV show I've seen about 10 times on TV is lying then. Go ahead.
No, that's not what I'm saying. They are a member, an NGO, but they are not sponsored. They are not funded through anybody outside of the Baha'i Faith.
Stay there. We can argue about this on the other side. I just don't want to get into a bash fest. I mean, that's all people do, and I have to counter it. If you ask me about Baha'i, I'm going to tell you what I think about them. I'll tell you what I think about them. We have Baha'i listeners. But I'm sorry. I've read their founding documents. I know what they're about. But stay there. We'll talk about it on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201. We'll negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The end of analog TV. Will America's favorite technology really go dark? The beginning of next year. Talk about that here in a few minutes. Let's continue with your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Ramon. Ramon in Texas, I know some Baha'i folks. I've watched their TV show probably 10 times over the years because the internationally produced, highly produced TV show is aired locally here on cable.
Right, right.
And it's all how loving and how good men and women working together, and it follows this idea. And they brag about how the UN loves them and how they're international for all faiths. And anytime you hear that, I mean, that's very, very dangerous for global government.
Right.
And every time I turn around, they're supporting gun control, they're supporting open borders, they're supporting... So, I mean, please, you're trying to pitch me on how wonderful Baha'i is.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I've been a Baha'i since I was, 19 and back in 71, but the deal is this. I think there's another layer that you're not getting behind. It's similar to, for example... the globalists, what you term New World Order people use the media, and you also use the media. Well, the ideas that have been put forth by the Baha'i Faith are co-opted just like money. Money's not good or evil, but depending on how you use it. The ideas that have been co-opted by the what you call the New World Order.
I'm talking about produced by Baha'i.
No, I understand. And let me get back to the funding aspect of it. Absolutely zero, nothing, no funds come to the Baha'i faith except through a member of the Baha'i faith. And then back in the history, you can look at it and, you know, wealthy, powerful people have tried to join the Baha'i faith and co-opt it, and it didn't work.
In 30 seconds, because I got more callers, tell us what Baha'i is.
Well, basically, I believe, from what I've studied, is that it's a continuation of the same teachings that we have always received from one source.
From the great teachers.
Well, you call them great teachers, you call them messiahs, you call them...
From Maitreya.
Well, no, not really. That's not in the Baha'i faith, but...
it's all the same thing. Listen, sir, thanks for the call. Listen, this is why I don't have a religious show. I'm a Christian. The New World Order is satanic. That's what they believe. I can say that just news-wise. The globalists know there's good and evil. The Christian church has been taken over as a tool of the New World Order, and I am not going to sit here and be proselytized about being a Baha'i. And now somebody's going to call in and attack the Baha'is. My whole show will be taken up with this. I do a news show. I talk about news. I don't hide what I believe. Okay? And I know the New World Order is targeting real Christians. I know they're gearing up for that. I know that our mainstream so-called Christians are the front lines of the New World Order. They're totally taken over. They're extremely evil. And I talk about that a lot because that is important. But, I mean, there's a thousand different cults and ideas in India alone. There's 10,000. It's a pantheon of stuff, and I don't even want to get into it. I mean, you had your 2 or 3 minutes, and you can hate me now if you want, but I just, please. Wes in Tennessee. Wes, go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
I haven't talked to you in a pretty long time. I've had some health problems, and I just left.
Sorry to hear that, Wes.
Well, I'm hanging in there. The Lord's taking good care of me, and I just wanted to say I hope that my phone call finds you and your family and good spirits and good health.
Well, we are doing well. We're blessed.
Good. Well, you deserve it.
No,
and,
I don't.
well, you know what I mean. There's none of us really deserves anything, but there are others. There's some that try harder than others. I'd say you're in that group. So,
for those that don't know, Wesley, don't you have muscular sclerosis?
Yeah, I've got muscular dystrophy.
Muscular dystrophy. You haven't called in about a year. And you've been calling me for probably six years, right?
Yeah.
And it was in the newspaper. You got caught in one of the regular army checkpoints where you were having trouble walking, so they were slamming you around. The troops were, and they stole your gun out of the trunk. And it was in the newspaper. The sheriff says that he uses the troops, and it's just part of your freedom.
Yeah, I mean, it's just anybody that really thinks that we still live under the United States Constitution is absolutely stone crazy. They really are. I mean, they have, for all intents and purposes, just taken that document and just torn it to shreds. They just do whatever the, pardon my language, H-E devil hockey stick, they darn well feel like doing, and the law be darned. It's just enough to drive you crazy to see this kind of stuff going on. This country right now, to me, Alex, will help me. It just, right from the bottom of my heart, I'm 60 years old, but I grew up in the 1950s, and I remember all the talk about Russia and about the state schools and how they took the kids away from the parents and put them in the state.
It's classical tyranny.
It's
right out of the playbook. Chapter and verse, word for word, exactly.
It's just absolutely flip-flopped. I mean, here we are living in a country, for all intents and purposes, is that very Russia that we were taught about back in the 1950s.
I know, my friend.
And it's enough. It's just enough to break your heart. I mean, it was such a fine country, and we tried hard to do the right thing. We really did for years.
but manipulated our good intentions. Well, my friend, it's good to have you call back in.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Anything else?
Not a thing. I've got more to talk about, but there's guys lined behind me, so I'll just get the heck out of their way, and God bless you, and God bless your family, too.
Well, thank you, my friend. The same goes for you. Thank you, Wes. Good to hear from you. Dave, where are you calling us from?
Michigan.
Welcome.
Talked to you last week about us having a problem copying your new movie, Martial Law 9/11, and I solved the problem. Wanted to share it with you.
Copy Protect on it. It's a DVD-9.
Right.
It has zero country code, meaning it works everywhere on the planet, and there's no copy protect. It's just you got to have a DVD-9 copier, which are about $50 now.
All right. Well, I actually managed to do it with a little software program that copied the structure of the CD as a image.
And compressed it?
And then, but what the problem was is the media. I went up to a TDK disc, and now not only does it work in my small portable Panasonic player, but it works in my six-year-old original DVD player I bought when they first came out. It's amazing. So,
well, that's great. Also, if you're a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, you can sit there burning them all day to a single little disc that costs 50 cents.
Oh, well, yeah, but I, you know, what I'm doing is I went out and actually bought some blank DVD cases, labels, and I'm making the package look just like an original. So that when I give them away to people, it's like something that they have that looks like something instead of just giving them a disc with writing on it.
No, it's got the eye candy, and a lot of listeners do that, and I salute you.
Thank you, Alex, and thanks for the great job you're doing. The movie's fantastic, and I think it's just the right blend of information versus, well, I don't know what the word would be, but I think it's
live
done in
action.
Such a way. Yeah, it's done in such a way that is more appealing to those who have no idea what's going on.
Physically happening. We make a claim, and then look here in New York, it's
there
happening.
It is.
These
exactly.
People do rituals. Oh, hello, sir. Do you do rituals? Ah, shut up.
Yep.
It's all we make a claim, then we show you.
Exactly.
We don't just show the documents, then we show you it actually happening.
Mm-hmm. Great job, Alex, and I hope to meet you someday.
Well, I hope to meet you. Take care, Dave. Let's take another call. Who's the next here in line? Philip in South Carolina. Welcome, sir.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, saw your 9/11 Martial Law. I loved it. Thought it was a great DVD. I've got most of your DVDs, and I've watched a lot of other stuff, too. But I was pulling in my driveway a minute ago, and guess what I saw up at the sky?
A blimp.
Yeah. I was like, that was crazy. I just watched your DVD last week. But, I just got a question.
Well, what did the blimp say?
It looked just like the one you saw. I mean, I didn't read everything on it, but it was white and green, and it said Fuji, and it was flying right over. I didn't get out there and study it or anything.
For those who don't know now, Fuji's doing deals with communities. You just drop into town for a week or two and surveil people, and they put the name of the police department on the side and just getting us used to it, and now they're funding the construction of dozens of giant dirigibles or zeppelins to mill about and to permanently be over all the major cities, any city over 3 million, Houston, Dallas, Chicago, L.A., New York, D.C., Boston, Miami, and permanently with systems that look right through our walls. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, also, I got a couple questions. So you got the CFR, the Trilaterals, the Bittelbergers, and you know all the evil guys who want the New World Order. So I was thinking about, like, why not, like, the good guys like you and maybe the Power, I don't know if you're down with those guys, but I think they got a good message they're trying to get across, and y'all could all get your own group, and you could all meet, you know, 2-3 times a year and discuss how we're going to push the freedom of, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm down with them. I mean, they're on this network. They do a great job.
Okay.
But, look, this is our strength. Our strength is you,
yes.
Philip. If we try to be a centralized system, we are easy to infiltrate, to implicate, to frame, to provocateur. Our power is that there are millions of us researching news, checking out legislation, creating an alternative news network, a black market news, as a guest in the first hour called it. We're able to instantly communicate to tens of millions domestically, hundreds of millions globally. We are a giant organic network, literally, like a huge computer all our minds together, tied together, acting independently and in concert, overanalyzing, and I mean that in a positive way, what the globalists can even do. And we're moving too fast for them, and it's exciting and fun to do, so more people are joining us, and there's a lot of garbage, too, that is put out, alternative press, but the people are now recognizing that. The individual's learning how to track back info and double-check facts. We're becoming a nation of what you would have called muckraking journalists, and they, within another 5 years, will have only 10% of the viewers and listeners and readers that the alternative anti-New World Order press has. Right now, we already are bigger than they are. We've now crossed that threshold. They're panicking. They may nuke cities. They may shut the web off. They may do anything to maintain their power. But the problem is, those of us that are in the alternative media still listen to the globalists and believe their propaganda that they're invincible. They're actually imploding right now, and all of this acceleration of their program is simply a desperate death throes, desperate pincer attack, and it's going to fail. They can nuke cities. They can release smallpox. They can have a sweep and kill the 1,000 top patriot leaders tomorrow. It's over for them. They can't get us all. There's nothing they can do. We're going to win. The New World Order is going to have its time on this earth, but it's going to be very, very short. And so the cataclysm, the clash of civilizations, the clash of good and evil, is now taking place. And God has told us to be on the field. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And that is happening. Are you that standard, Phil? I think you are. So the key is, it isn't having some conclave or some meeting, some commission or Congress, where we sit around as the leaders pontificating on what the strategy should be. The strategy is go forth and engage evil. The strategy is go forth and be good. The strategy is love your family, love your neighbor. The strategy is don't have fear. The strategy is be strong. The strategy is be thankful. The strategy is research. The strategy is take action. Okay?
Got it.
Thank you, my friend. Really good question, though, and I appreciate you raising it. You know, so many people, too, try to imitate what I do. Often imitated, never duplicated, and I said in the first hour, that's unfortunate. People out there with their own talents and skills should not predominantly try to imitate what I do, and that's what basically everybody's doing, which is a great form of flattery, but many of these individuals have their own skills and should just be themselves. That's what needs to happen. It weakens us when we only come at this from one aspect. Truly, I do have a detailed understanding of the New World Order, but it's not complete. I've been an organic growth of the human species to resist tyranny. For every action, there's an equal or greater reaction, as I love to say. But I would challenge people to research things themselves and come up with their own information, their own ideas, their own plans, and to implement those. It is dangerous to only have one battle plan. It is dangerous to only have one particular view or mode of expressing that paradigm. We need to be individuals first and foremost. That is the number one, and I mean real individuals, not phony individuals that pick up whatever fake counterculture spinoff propaganda that has been foisted on us by the establishment in an attempt to control societal evolution. I use that word evolution again, in societal evolution, not in evolution as it is taught in schools. I mean in our development, our understandings. The evolution of saying the world is not flat, it is round. The evolution of saying the world is not the center of the universe, it orbits a standard sun two-thirds of the way out on the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. So by evolution, I mean in our understanding, and much of our evolution of understanding is going back to the founding documents, whether it be what we got on Mount Sinai or the Magna Carta in 1214 or in 1776 with the Declaration of Independence or 1789 with the Bill of Rights and Constitution of the 13 states. It's now time to relearn what we have never been taught or have forgotten, and it's time to integrate that with the new technological developments of our age. I mean, there's so many facets to this. Just think about this. By 2010, half the Air Force will be unmanned. By 2015, 70% will be unmanned. They say by 2020, over 90% will be unmanned. The only thing in the skies that will have actual people on it will be troop carriers. And so when you watch a science fiction movie set 1,000 years in the future and people are flying their jet fighters around in space, it's ridiculous. The shift is already here. The future is already here. The microchip is here. The vaccines engineered into the food is here. The human genes in the food is already here. The pharmacological corn with live HIV virus is already here. All of this, the human cloning is here. Artificially intelligent computers are here. Self-aware beast computers are around the corner if it's not already self-aware. The globalists, ladies and gentlemen, are a cancer. They are a disease. They have spread for the species. They must be excised. You know it's true in your guts and in your cerebral cortex. Join us in the battle for the human species.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday, from 11 to 2 p.m. Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. I want to take a few final calls here, and I got a few final news articles to jam in. We'll only have time to go to Travis and Rick, but we'll go to you here in a second. Just briefly, my new film, Martial Law, is out, and it's on DVD and VHS. It's my best work. I hope you'll get it. You're really missing out. It's powerful material. 1-888-253-3139. Operators are standing by right now to take your call to answer your questions about that film and others. Other videos we carry as well. 1-888-253-3139. Or go to Infowars.com to peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart, to watch free clips of the films online, to order them, to look at the different discounts, Infowars.com, or watch them all online right now for 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv, or again, 888-253-3139. The end of analog TV, this out of MSNBC, will America's favorite technology really go dark next year? And that's the date set for December 31st, 2006. And it's going to force all the other TV stations in the country to buy these multi-million dollar transmitters. Then it makes you buy multi-thousand dollar TV sets, or you have to buy the adapter, and then it screws your picture up. And I'm all for new technology, but do not make you buy it. Do not make you take it. And this is how they do it. Depending on how the outcome of discussions in Congress this week, television as we know it may end exactly at midnight, December 31st, 2006. That's the date Congress targeted a decade ago for the end of analog television broadcast and a full cutover to digital format. Same thing with radio. It's going to really hurt a lot of small stations. It doesn't transmit as well. It does add more space on the dial, but their FCCs are not going to give you that space. And you're not going to be able to buy the multi-million dollar transmitters. Let's talk to Travis in Washington. Travis, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just got a quick comment. I myself, I'm a Christian, and everything that I've seen on your website and everything I've gathered even before looking at your website, it makes things come together like a big puzzle. And when I try to spread information to people that don't believe in God or has never known Christ, you can tell the look of baffle on their face because they don't get it. So, by that one caller, I just wanted to make the comment that unless you believe in God, this stuff doesn't really come together like a big puzzle like it does for me, and that's pretty much all my comment.
Well, thank you, sir. I found that if people just learn about the New World Order, they wake up to it, and they wake up to who's behind it, and they find Christ very quickly. But so many liberals and people look at what supposed Christians are, these neocons, and they go, I don't want anything to do with that, and boy, I don't blame them. But that's a counterfeit, folks. Rick in Ohio, last caller, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I talked to you a while ago. I was the guy that wrote the book about supply side economics and globalization, redistribution of wealth, and so forth.
That's what it's designed to do, yeah.
And what I talk about in the book is how the conservative movement, which was started back with Reagan, if you look at regulation, you know, the opposite of rules and regulations are deregulation. So all of this started back, you know, when Reagan started deregulating our economy.
But it isn't deregulating, and they just give it to their friends to run the economy.
Well, what you do as you follow the movement forward, the further the movement goes, the more psychotic the behavior becomes. You can see the stock market fraud.
No, the worse everything gets, and they keep telling us how great it is. You've got to call me back tomorrow or something to talk more about it. Thanks for the call. Let's simplify it. They socialize the wealth and get us domesticated like a bunch of pigs, and then privatization is slaughtering the pigs. It's giving the government over to the private corporations that now will act as the government. All right, back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the New World Order.
Berkey.